Garden Day, taking place Sunday, July 28, is St. Albert Botanic Park's big showpiece of the year. All the park's public gardens are at their best. Vibrant flowers are in full bloom, and bees and butterflies, attracted by scent and color, buzz from one bud to the next. As a celebration, St. Albert Botanic Park has partnered with St. Albert Chamber Music Society for a free concert on Sunday, July 28 at the park's breezy gazebo. The normally tranquil park steps up the beat with Bach Brass. The five-member brass ensemble is known for its ability to deliver old classics and golden standards with fresh vibrancy. Since its formation in 2014, Bach Brass has performed punchy charts with intelligence, creativity, and whimsy. Spokesperson and trumpeter Joel Gray jokes the fivesome are ambassadors of brass. "We have so much fun together. We joke that together we have about 125 years accumulated experience. This is by far one of the most rewarding experiences of my life," said Gray. He is a multifaceted musician in high demand for both jazz and classical genres. Splitting his time between diverse musical ensembles, the freelance musician plays with Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, ESO, Edmonton Jazz Orchestra, Singing Christmas Tree Orchestra, and Bach Brass. The other members are Russell Whitehead, ESO's former principal trumpet, Alden Lowry, ESO freelancer and an Alberta College Conservatory instructor, and Hannah Gray, a flexible tuba, trombonist who performed with Tommy Banks Big Band, Edmonton Opera, Alberta Ballet, and Edmonton Jazz Orchestra. The latest member to join is Megan Evans, ESO's principal horn. She replaces Peter Clark, who was recently named principal horn for the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra. "We have so much fun together, we don't come across as uptight or stodgy the way some chamber ensembles do. It's not only about the joy of making music together. We have a good rapport with audiences. We make our own arrangements, and that's a big part of what separates us from normal quintets," Gray said. Although the fivesome have a finely tuned classical technique, their eclectic repertoire ranges from old masterpieces to contemporary jazz, pop, and film scores. "We always gauge our audience. If we see a lot of kids, we throw in kid-friendly music like Disney melodies. We're big fans of John Williams, Star Wars, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Ennio Morricone, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Once Upon a Time in the West. If we play a Western and it involves a trumpet, it's the White Hats versus the Black Hats. And we like to play Quincy Jones' soul bossa nova or film scores like Pink Panther, James Bond, and some of the more serious ones like Leonard Cohen and Simon Garfunkel works," Gray said. One of Bach Brass' biggest challenges throughout its 10-year existence has been sounding bigger and fuller with nuances that give an ordinary piece of music memorable textures. "It's all about clever arranging. Different parts can have different characteristics. And then there are tone-altering techniques and different arrangements. And of all instruments, brass instruments are most closely matched to the voice, and we are capable of extreme flexibility." In addition to Bach Brass, St. Albert Botanic Park has also invited accordionist Umberto Sermonara to stroll through the park's west end, providing an old-world romantic ambience. The concert takes place Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at St. Albert Botanic Park, 265 Sturgeon Road.